Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me. As I labor through the storm, you have called me to this passage, and I
from Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming from you live.
what happened was we started the show a little early tonight. So what I'm going to do until I get everybody situated in the cue box right and everything, I'm going to play one more song. But we'll be right back. We'll be right back in about 5. One more song.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Tuesday, November 10th, and we've got an awesome show lined up for you tonight. And we thank our co-host Nathan, and Dr. Alali is on the line. I think we have some guests. Heather Johns is there also, and we've got Canada, Ron, and his crew there. And like I said, again, we welcome everybody to the show tonight. We just want to put our little disclaimer that this show is not meant to treat, heal, or cure any disease, but just to educate America about the healthy initiatives that we have going on that the government has put in place that we can all take advantage of. And without further ado, is our honor guest, Dr. Alali, on the line, the lady of the hour, the star of the Nietzsche Health Initiative and the Nanobio Balancer. Dr. A, are you there?
I am right here. Ida Maxine, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show tonight. I'm still on cloud nine. We had an awesome time last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Healthy Church 2020 Conference. It was so amazing, and I know this is Nathan on the spot show, but tonight I'm going to put Miss Ida Maxine on the spot because she just called us up to North Carolina to be at the beautiful center at University Place in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we were able to work with the distinguished Gagan Hunter of the Naturopath of the City of Charlotte. He is the archangel of the city and certainly has become world-renowned for using biobalance, a young lady who was experiencing 600 seizures a day. This child had 600 seizures a day from the time of 18 months and had been on numerous clinical drugs and numerous clinical trials, and currently is on a clinical trial at Columbia University in New York. And he heard about the nanotechnology that we work with and that we've invented, and he has faith. Got that technology, asked God, how many did the child need? And the Lord answered him and said, try three. And that was a perfect combination. And now this young lady is living seizure-free, and she has had a couple of seizures at school, but at home she's in a more balanced environment. She's been seizure-free at home, and I understand she's had three seizures since August, the end of August, in her classroom at school. Very brief and short-lived. Nothing of the magnitude that she's trusting to handle. And so, Ida, we were so surprised when we looked up, and here came Miss Ida Maxine. Ida, why don't you just tell everybody, just give them kind of a backdrop of that whole conference and the mindset, the theme of it, because we came in there like a team, and we were just testing people for balance and energy loss, energy gain, using the nanobio balancer and the nanos. And just share a little bit about what you experienced, Ida.
Well, I must tell you, Dr. A, when you invited me up, you know, I was not sure I was going to be able to make it, but at the last minute I said, I'm going. And when I got there, I was truly impressed and surprised with all that I saw. They had the Healthy Church Initiative going on, the 2020, by the, you know, Obama-Gilead, and those folks were in there eager to learn and just open. And when they did the breakout sessions and they got to come in to the vendors and to see Dr. Alali and Gagan Hunter and and Helene West and Heather, you know, and do the testing, the wall testing, and the balance testing, and the Bedort testing. I mean, they were just blown away. By the end of the day, everybody was looking for Dr. A. And Heather, you know, they were just running around. What is that you all are doing to everybody? Do it, you know, test us. We want to get tested. We want to have our cell phones tested. And we want to have our houses tested. So it was just amazing. They were open. They were eager to learn. And everybody was receptive. And people were there from Ohio, Virginia, Maryland. I don't know how far.
California.
Yeah.
Jamaica, Trinidad, they were there from everywhere.
Everywhere. It was an awesome, awesome event. And our table was by far the most popular table there.
Absolutely it was. And, you know, we are so blessed to have such a united team because, Gagan, are you on the line tonight, Gagan?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you perfect. You know, we want you to take the stage because you were just our archangel. You helped to coordinate the whole event. You got us in at the last minute. You selected a premier space for us to be in. And just give your take on the conference and, you know, how effective, how the people perceived the message that we brought them. Go ahead.
Well, I was just, you know, thankful and honored to be there along with my partner, Leslie Colrain, and the people. The response was energetic. That's the word I want to use. It was energetic. Many people had never heard of the effects of electromagnetic frequencies or radiation as it related to their cell phone, as it related to electricity in the home. Many of them had never even seen muscle testing. So they were pretty much amazed, you know, just from the experience. We had a lot of people come by our table, right? And we, you know, we passed out some literature. I think we created an awareness for people to begin to have the conversation about the effects of EMF radiation from their cell phones and from their homes. And Doc was definitely with Heather. She was conducting a clinic. She had a whole team of women. I think they were from ARP. And she was just doing a clinic, showing them the effects of the of electricity and EMF fields from the wall as it relates to the bedroom. And I was just very, very excited to be a part of it. And, you know, we met some really great contacts that I think will be really, really helpful as we continue to push forward and educate people, and as we do this work.
Well, Ida mentioned the fact that we had one of the most exciting and certainly interactive booths there, but we happened to have some of the most beautiful women. Heather is a mid-size a swimsuit model, and Leslie is, she should be in on somebody's Paris runway, and then, you know, I bring in a full figure. A section, and me and Ida, you know, we brought the senior citizen beauty up in there. So with all that beauty up in the table, that's why everybody wanted to come to see us. We thought it was the Nano, but it, for real, with all that beauty, Leslie came around that corner and put that big smile on the folks, people, and the brothers ran. And it's talking about they wanted to be saved, and we didn't know whether being saved. Jesus of being saved from the EMF or the radiation. You know, that's how Heather got so many sales. She threw that curse around, honey, and she blinked her eyes a couple times and come tell me she didn't spin. You know, but it was that beauty she was working on them, and when you got that kind of beauty, people want to hear what you got to say. So I've got to let the audience, everybody, I want to thank everybody for interrupting your busy schedule to tune in tonight. I want you to listen, hear from Ms. Heather Jo Johns herself, who is president of HJJ Marketing Group. She's our marketing consultant. She's not just my niece, who is also my daughter, but she is really, and I thought we should let you do the intro because You said your mouth was just open, watching her have cell after cell after cell. So just tell them a little bit, Ida, how you were just amazed with Miss Heather Jo Johns as Miss Congeniality out there selling these nanos and educating people. Just give them a sneak preview into Miss Heather before I let Miss Heather take this mic.
I have never seen somebody so smooth, so beautiful, and so smooth at the same time. She closed every sale, I think. I don't think there was a sale that she missed. And she just, it flows to her like water down a stream. She is just that smooth. I mean, it's just, I was just in awe. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's smart. She is just awesome. She is awesome. She could train a whole sales force.
Well, thank you, Ida. Thank you so much. That was so sweet. And to God be the glory, because I'm like my daddy. You know, I told God, make me in his design from the inside out, and that's how I shine. And so God says, hide it under a bush. Oh, no. I'm going to let it shine. So I let it shine in my swimsuit, and I shine when I'm talking, and I just let it shine. But most of all, I work for the number one outsourcing marketing firm in North America, and I utilized and conquered and learned their system to where I was able to be the number one in the country consistently almost every week out of 466 sales reps where they flew me around. And basically what it's all about is making a connection and building a relationship with people. I believe you do unto others as you want done unto yourself, because that's what's going to be done to you. I mean, it's not just karma, but it's a fact that's been tested and proven. So I'm consistently building those relationships with people. Another factor what works for me, and I can't wait to help train a lot of people with this technology and how to promote healthy homes and how to sell the nanos, is you have to build a relationship. When you go up to someone, you introduce yourself, you ask them, you compliment them, and you get to know them personally. Then you introduce the product. Well, did you know that according to the World Health Organization, 9 out of 10 diseases are caused from indoor toxins? You know, then you put out the facts. And what we have here is a regulation with a national call to action from the U.S. Surgeon General to help lower those indoor toxins, because they have found that to be relevant in facts, and it's been tested and proven. And our tests don't lie. We use that patented Bedork test from Dr. Omir at Columbia University. Thank God for that test, and thank God for Dr. Omir. But when you show them that test, I mean, it's just kind of common sense. And I also learned that 95% of people in America like to be told what to do. So if you're not going to tell them that they need the nano, that their family needs the nano after they're tested, they're not going to take it. So simply what I do is my closing statement after I show them the test and they fail the test, I say, hey, do you want one or two? Because I wear one on my body and I wear one in my cell phone. Well, if you don't want two, you definitely need one, because you've seen how it's affecting you. So I'm going to go ahead and get that for you. And I close, rehash, overcome their objections, whatever questions, and you just close. It's, you know, common sense. And you have to lay it out there like that. You have to be upfront with the people, and you have to present the facts. And that's the bottom line. That's why I've always been so successful. I'm just a relatable person. And, you know, people that don't like nice people, they definitely might be suffering from EMF. So I'm just so happy to be a part of the team, guys. I had so much fun at the conference. And to God be the glory for all that I do. And I love everyone that's on the team. And can't wait to see everybody again. And hopefully put together, I'm trying to put together a system and training module. Because system is key to any successful big corporation or company. You all say the same thing, do the same thing, and then watch the sales. So, all right, guys. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for all the compliments. And like I said, you can just thank God for that. And I love you guys and look forward to see you soon.
Thank you. And, you know, her ability to articulate runs in the family. She's named after the CNN correspondent, senior correspondent, Jo Johns, her uncle. And so those, they just naturally are gifted writers and gifted orators, and she can engage the facts and present the facts, and I'm just so blessed to have her on our team and directing the team. And I want to give a shout-out to our Canadian friends, you know, give me their strength to stand on. And yes, Rod and Mario, and we're getting ready to retrofit the farm round three, year three, on this big jumbo farm up in Canada. We are so excited. Everything we're learning from that farm up there, everything we're learning from the cattle, that was the biggest, largest robot we ever built a harmonic system for. And, Rod, I talked about you at the conference, winning having the biobalance water produce the largest tomatoes and the largest hibiscus plant, and then having the chipmunk come and eat your award-winning tomato. That story is a favorite that I tell around America. So just let us know, Rod. I just need you because I'm sitting here in the studio, and I've got to deviate a little bit because I want to introduce my cousin, Janice Myers, who is my favorite cousin. She's more like a big sister to me, and she just had her 80th birthday, and she looks fabulous. She doesn't look a day over 60, and I want to be just like her. But she's always been my favorite cousin. She was Miss Morgan State. She's been a beauty queen. And she's one of the most gorgeous cousins that I have. So I was in Saudi Arabia, and I got somebody wanted me to date this guy, and he looked like somebody that escaped from the zoo. So I told him I wasn't going to date him. We were at this party, and it was a blind date. So I ran out of the party and went down the street to a community room, and he ran after me. And in came this John Wayne acting man that told him to leave me alone, so the lady doesn't want to be bothered with you. And then he told me, he says, Miss, this is Saudi Arabia. You have nowhere to go. You're going to have to go home with me. And I'm like, yeah, all right. You want me to go to your house? He said, listen, I'm a single father. You're going to be perfectly safe because this is Saudi Arabia. You cannot be a woman walking around without some type of shelter and security. And he was such a gentleman, I told him, oh, you're not married? I got the wife for you. And I hooked him up with my cousin. And I want her to share with you a little bit about her cousin, because she's known me since I was born. And I want her to she thinks I'm just unbelievable. So here she is, my cousin, Janice Myers. She's just going to tell you about Rhoda, her cousin. Here you go, cuz.
So honored to have this surprise because I am just so proud of you, Rhoda, and the wonderful technology that you are sharing with the world.
Well, thank you.
I am just so thrilled. And I am also thrilled and always forever grateful for the blessing that God gave you to introduce me to the man that I married that you met in Saudi Arabia. And now we are so blessed to say that we've been married 30 wonderful years.
30, wow.
Yes, and looking for a few more.
Okay.
With God's blessing. And we're just so thrilled about this exciting program that you have underway to help people realize and enjoy healthier lives.
Yes.
And this nanotechnology that you have invented and that you are sharing with the world, it means so much to so many people.
Thank you.
And my husband and I will be very, very honored to do whatever we can to share the knowledge and the information that you have with others who are searching for solutions to the kinds of challenges that have made it possible for you to enrich lives.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard from the voice of someone that changed my diapers way back in the day. And you can see I'm a good matchmaker because I met her husband in Saudi Arabia, and I told him, I said, you got to marry my cousin. They married the third time they saw each other, and it's been 30 years of marital bliss. I told him, I said, you marry my cousin, she's going to make you a millionaire in 2 years. And she did, and made him a millionaire in 18 months. So, you know, I'm down here to celebrate with them their birthday here in Florida. But I want to get back to the conference. What it was so amazing to be able to show the pastors what was happening in their pulpit. People don't realize that every church needs a engineer to quantify the electrical interference on those mics in the pulpit and the electrical interference coming from their speakers. Because when that interference is higher than 40 BMUs of radiation or 40 gram scepter units of radiation or 0.42 milligauss of radiation, depending upon what instrument you're using to quantify that interference, it can give feedback on the mic, it can absorb all the way to the chest wall, and it can actually exert the heart in a way that that pastor can collapse from the heart being too stimulated. It can he can have a heart attack or he can drop of a stroke. And we're seeing too many pastors having heart attacks and strokes in the pulpit. And so we're putting out a national APB. The Office of the Surgeon General and the Center for Disease Control are speaking about these electrical injuries that are happening in homes and in places of that we live, work, and play. And so you need to go to your house of worship. And those of you that have taken the four-day training, you know how to quantify that electromagnetic radiation coming off of mics and coming off the pulpit. And when we did the demonstration several times, because Gagan was so strategic in placing us and in positioning us at the conference that we were literally in the vending space that was off of where many of the breakout sessions were done. So we had a stage, we had a microphone right in front of us. We were able to take pastors to that stage and that mic and show them how they were absorbing the radiation in their bodies, how it was making them have imbalance to the chest wall and breast tissue, and how effective our technology is. It works on contact immediately and blocking that radiation from absorbing not only to their bodies but also to their glasses. Because as we've talked about several times, your glasses have a steel infrastructure frame that will conduct radiation from cordless phones, landlines, and your cell phone. And so one of the things that's so awesome about the nanos, the biobalance technology, is that it blocks that radiation from absorbing and from conducting on that metal. And so it was just fabulous. Gagan did an outstanding job, because what I love about working with him is he is so versed on and an expert in a replacement interventions for people who have sustained exposure to radiation. He knows how to test you for all kinds of things to help restore you, like chlorophyll and minerals that you need to replace. And I was so grateful that he brought those supplements and those products so that people were able to purchase them, because we had some pastors there that had some real health challenges, and we were able to show them their risk involved in getting these health challenges by how much radiation they were exposed to. And Heather was so fabulous. We turned the AARP station into a bedroom, and when we got finished showing people the wall behind the bed and simulating the wall behind the bed and how so many people are absorbing radiation to their head and putting them at risk for Alzheimer's and dementia and rage and depression and bipolar, it was phenomenal. We turned that building space into a theater, a clinical theater, a wellness theater, and they were able to simulate life and the risk of injury from the bedroom. And Gagan, you were just sensational. Leslie was so beautiful that when her beauty lit up the square between she and Heather, I'm telling you, Gagan and I were able to show out like we were just champions.
This is true.
Go ahead, Gagan. Do you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, we're both, yes, I would have to concur. Both very beautiful women, and it was just a great team that we had, and I think we educated a lot of people. I was really, I won't say amazed, but how many people had not even heard of EMF radiation, and how many people had not even heard that the cell phones even emitted. That, to me, was letting me know that there's still a lot of work we got to do to really educate people. And I think those people that were there, they were blown away by the information. They were blown away, you know, by the testing. And just we planted some seeds. Even those who didn't buy the nanos, they wanted to know more about it. So I'm really happy and thankful about that.
Absolutely. And we were just so blessed that there were federal agencies there, and we were able to find out information where we can get support through the federal government. And we actually have a lender who will finance the Healthy Smart Home. And Heather is going to give you some information. Those people that may be on this radio show tonight that's interested in having their home converted, we can get you financed for as low as $80 a month. So I'm going to turn this mic back over to Ms. John so she can give you some details to follow up on. And so you can get your home done with your neighbors, friends, your colleagues, clients that may want to get their homes done. We have financing available. Here's Ms. John.
All right, guys. So the way to pitch the financing option, because everyone should have a smart home, basically we are able to get people financed for little to no cost. But they have to have some income coming in, and so they have to also have relatively good credit to get a good loan rate. And some questions you can ask without offending people is when you're building those relationships, you just ask them, oh, all right, so what do you do for a living? This is at the beginning of the conversation when you're building those core relationship values. So what do you do for a living? How long have you been doing what you're doing? How long have you been at your job, an entrepreneur? And that'll give you a kind of a key sense of whether you should pitch the financing option to them or not. But if anybody wants financing, you could just say it ranges from, you know, as low as $80 to up to $200, from as little as a cell phone payment a month up to a car payment a month, but we certainly try to make it affordable for you. And I'm over the financing department, so if you guys ever need to get someone financed, you just call me and I'll do the application with them. Just give me their information. And basically, that's what you do to pitch it. So you guys should be pitching that to everyone. You know, it is a tax deductible. Only thing is they have to have some sort of income to write it off on their taxes. It's going to be great for business owners. So basically, you're getting a healthy smart home for free, so there's really no reason not to have one. And then with that 20-year warranty, you know, those are some of the key things to selling and marketing it. Well, I'm actually going to be able to get you some financing, you know, 20-year warranty, and it's tax deductible. The government recognizes it for home improvement. And then if you also have a health condition, we also may be able to get you that medical needs form for you to be able to present it to your health care provider to have them reimburse you. So I just have to get to know a little bit of information about you. And then we want to go ahead and process the application. And Kagan, I should have listened to him the other day, because the impulse factor is so important when you're pitching these people, because when you have them in the spot and you've given them all the information and they're just dumbfounded about all that you know and all that's going on that they have no clue about in the world, and then you have them there and they want to do the financing, do it on the spot. You don't want to lose that impulse, because I had a couple of ladies, they said, well, we can do the application tomorrow. You call them, they're not going to answer. Do everything on the spot. Keep the impulse and excitement going about wanting to help them and their families and try to get them financing. And I say shoot for the moon. You never know. As long as they have some income, I say it's worth a try anyways. You're going to always have that LOA, the law of averages, you know, 1 out of 4. But as long as you get to at least 4, you're going to have 1 out of 4. So I'm looking forward to helping you guys get financed for your clients. So make sure you give me a call on the 1-800 number, 106 extension. If you guys don't have it, you can give them that number as well, and I will be over the finance department. The number is 800-615-0456. extension 106, you just give them that number, and you should be putting that on your marketing material for financing. That the line will come directly to me, and I'll go ahead and get them hooked up for you guys. All right? All right,
would
guys.
You have
I'm sorry, Ida, what did you say?
Tell her to repeat the number.
Repeat the number. The number is 800-615-0456, extension 106. Again, that's 800-615-0456, extension 106. So we're going to open up the lines now. If anybody has a testimony that they want to share, I just have to say, you know, everybody is so curious what's going on with Miss Destiny, our young lady that was having 600 seizures a day, and I just talked to her mom. Angel, are you on the line tonight? If she's not on the line, I talked to her, and she said Destiny is doing so amazing. She said she's only had, like, 2 seizures at school. And so she's going to get quantifying the meter and measure out her school and see if we can get the school to remediate the classroom because she's been seizure-free at home. And so we're so excited that we've narrowed down the scope, and now we're looking at environmental factors that could render a trigger for her. And so that's the update. But she has suffered 5,000 seizures a week for 18 years. She's been on more than 20 clinical drugs, and she is still on a clinical trial at Columbia University in New York, and they were only able to get her from 600 down to 300. So her mom said, you know, if we only have to deal with these 2 seizures, she's had 2 seizures since August the 15th, that's still a miracle, that's still miraculous, and we wanted to look at why in a particular classroom at school. Why is she having a seizure whenever she goes to that classroom? So we're on the team. We're on it. And that's a testimony coming from her. Does anybody else have anything they want to share? If not, does anyone else? If not, I want to thank everybody for being on this line tonight. You've all been fabulous. Miss Ida, we're going to let you close us out because you just came up to the conference and just showed out with so much joy and radiance and support and help and just encouraged us. So we'll let you be the first to say goodnight. And I wanted to say goodnight, everybody. Thank you for your love, your support. I love and appreciate you. And let's go forward to save our families and save our communities and save our nation. Take it away, Miss Ida.
Well, Dr. Alali, I want to thank you again for inviting me, and Dr. Gagan Hunter, thank you also for sponsoring Dr. A at the convention and allowing me to be there with everybody, and it was truly an awesome, awesome event. Next time we have to have 2 tables because we're going to have everything covered. So, you know, without thank the Canadian crew for being there tonight, and Nathan for hosting Nathan on the spot. And let me just pitch Nathan, you guys. He has a show, I think, every night of the week on the same number. You know, so he is one busy man, and he's doing an awesome, awesome job. And I was on the show on Sunday night, and I was really moved and spiritually guided by that show. So if you're ever in any need of any spiritual guidance or comfort, his shows are there. And most of them happen around 9:30 at night at this very same number. Very, very good shows, and he's doing an outstanding job. And thank you again, Nathan. Thank you, Dr. Alali. Thank you, Heather Johns, Joe Johns, and thank you, Gadon, and your beautiful partner, Leslie. It was really awesome meeting her, and it was just fantastic. Good night, everybody. That's all I have to say.
Good night.
Night.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't. I just don't know, but I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. It's dark and dreary. I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong, 'cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord. God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby. Listen. Now, I've been singing for a long time. Gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah, I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down in. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Harvest. Harvest. I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, 'cause it's in my heart, and I want you to know. I want you to know. Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas; they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on. You got it? I told him, the reason I do it,
is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Heart, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time?" I told him, "I love my family.
Oh yeah,
I love my family. I love my family, but the reason I'm doing it, there's a reason I'm doing it, because it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies, I got to love my friends, and whenever you see me, I'll be